Hi, my name is July Jones. I'm alternative pop artist, songwriter, and I'm performing in EMA's 2025, and this is the Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away. Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Dave, and this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Before we begin, I feel like I should point out that Sebi has not vanished. We didn't lock him up somewhere. He actually worked like crazy over the holidays, so now he's off on a little well-deserved vacation. So he'll be back with Jan and I quite soon. More importantly, you are here for a special Slovenian episode, so welcome. Jan has actually decided to stay out of it this year. He's a bit biased being Slovenian and all. So I'm here alone today to introduce today's episode. Sebi actually was the one that got the opportunity to chat with none other than July Jones, who was the only AMA contestant this year to get back to us that we were able to make contact with. So I think you'll agree that if we only had one, it's a pretty good interview to have because she's so interesting. And she's back at AMA, of course, for a second time, the Slovenian national selection show. And of course, she's well known to most Euro fans. It's actually been 3 years. It was back in 2022 when LPS beat her somehow. She came a shocking fifth place that year. She's back this year for some vengeance. Her song this time is called New Religion. And if you're listening to this podcast on the day of release, the AMA 2025 songs will be made public later today. So that's Saturday, the 25th of January. There'll be a special show on RTV Slow 1 tonight, cleverly entitled Ema Pred Ema. So if you're not fluent in Slovenian like myself, that simply just means Ema before Ema. So I really hope someone got a raise for coming up with that catchy title. Anyway, time for me to shut up. Let's hear from July Jones.
So I have to say, oh my God, July Jones, because this is really huge. I don't know if you're aware of that, but like you are a pretty big deal in the Eurovision fandom. So many
Am
people,
I?
So many people are so excited that you are back in EMA.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Have you experienced this love from the Eurovision fandom? Are you aware of how big you are, or like how loved, beloved you are in that fandom?
Honestly, like I didn't think, no, actually, like I didn't think that it would be such a big deal. Like I was so excited, don't get me wrong, but I didn't. I got so much love, and honestly, I've been waiting for this moment so long. So my heart is literally so full. The last week has been the most amazing, and I'm so, so grateful, honestly.
Yeah. So can you take us back to 2022 when you were with Girls Can Do Anything in EMA and that whole experience, and you, of course, qualified to the final? What was it like back then?
Yeah. So 2022, now looking back, is so cringe, honestly.
Really?
I can't watch those videos.
Oh, no.
I literally even considered like begging people to take them down because it was so bad.
No.
But you know, it's part of growth. But like looking back, it was my first thing I've done. Like before that, I was just a writer. I honestly had this believe in me more or less that I'm gonna be a writer because I felt like that was what I'm good at, and also I felt because I'm an immigrant in the UK, I didn't really feel like I can make it. So that was kind of my comfort zone. And then 2022, I was like, oh fuck it, like I just want to do my, you know, my project and like create something weird. So yeah, I've written that whole First mixtape, and decided to go with Girls Can Do Anything, which like now is like a little bit, embarrassing, but
No.
it started my whole project. So I'm
Yes.
so grateful. And then after that, like 2022 and 23, where I was just touring and I got to be like touring with the best artists. Like it was literally a dream. So I am really grateful, honestly, for that experience.
Yes, and it's a part of your journey, and you keep reinventing yourself, I imagine.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
But you also posted a reel, or I think I saw it as a YouTube short, that you also signed up for, was it 2024, to represent Slovenia again? And then it was an internal selection instead. Were you part of that selection process internally, or did you sign up?
No, but I don't think anybody was. But yeah, I did sign for it with Riot, a song that I released after. Yeah, I did, and nobody got any information at the time, to be honest. So then they just kind of announced Raven. I have no clue what happened. But now, looking at it, like I feel like that wasn't the right song for me anyways. So I'm grateful for this time because I took 2024 then to completely rewrite my whole thing and just took I took a step back to just focus on what do I actually want to sound like, because I didn't really know what my sound was, and I didn't really I just felt like I was kind of like having really yelly songs. Like I was yelling a lot in my songs. I was like, didn't know why I was doing that. So then I really took this year off and just kind of tried to figure out, like, okay, what do I want to kind of sing a little bit? I feel like I'm good at singing. Before that, I was just singing soul songs. So I tried to kind of like reinvent myself, and I'm grateful for that time, honestly. It was good for me that Raven went.
And now your song is called New Religion for 2025. It is not released yet as we record this right now. But can you give us a small teaser maybe? What category, what genre is it? Is it similar to like your previous music? Is it something different? You said you've been reinventing yourself. Can you give us a small teaser?
It's completely different to anything I've had before, so it doesn't sound anything like it. I've actually recorded a podcast before this, and I realized like I don't even know what I can say publicly because the rules and everything. But the song is pop. I've been very heavily inspired by Britney Spears, like the early era. I'm obsessed with
Nice.
her. It's a little bit darker, but not like goth or anything, but like just a darker space of pop. It's a little bit more singy, a little bit more catchy. Like I think the melodies are quite catchy. It has a lot of vocoder. I don't know if like people know what vocoder is. It's a bit more geeky plug-in type, but basically like your voice kind of separates into different thirds down, so it's some of the sections sound a bit like weird. It has a dance section.
Nice.
And that's pretty much it, and it's about basically me kind of arriving as a new artist. So that's kind of what's it about. It's nothing to do with religion, even though it's called New Religion, but just want to emphasize that as well.
So when you found out that Slovenia had its national final back, were you immediately sure that you would want to sign up? Were you approached, or did you sign up by yourself?
No, I wasn't approached. I was never, ever, even in the past, approached by them. I don't, I always kind of wait and see with my gut feeling if I want to do that. I had a different song that I was quite sure I'm gonna go with. And then, yeah, they opened the competition, and yeah, I just signed up for it. I wasn't sure who's gonna get picked at all. I didn't know what the process is gonna be like. It was very intense. I didn't expect it to be so intense. I think it's intense for me this year because I signed up to win. Like I really want to win, while it's in 2022 I didn't sign up to win. I just wanted to perform. But this year, like, I really want to. I think I can bring a lot to Eurovision, and I think I'm in the right genre and space, and even like mentally and as an artist, I think I've grown to this point where I'm ready for that. So it's a lot of pressure right now.
I can imagine, but that means you also were not sure if you would get chosen at all, because some artists, they are approached by a broadcaster and then they are a big name, so they'll be in it for sure, so you didn't know at all
No,
until,
I had no idea, nothing.
and you were still
People think,
excited that you got
oh, I'm
chosen.
so excited. I had no clue. Like, also, I was announced like 8th, so like by that time I was like crying at home.
So you didn't know either when everyone else found out, when it was open, when it's published on Instagram.
No, yeah, but it was published like every 20 minutes. I don't know if
And
you've seen.
you didn't know before that either.
No.
Wow. So it
No,
was really,
nobody
oh my
knew.
God. That
Yeah,
must have been
nobody
thrilling.
knew.
And then
Yeah,
what
no.
was your reaction?
Oh, I was crying. I was so
Oh.
excited. I was shaking. I like was completely just so grateful, that, the broadcaster, like that they can see the vision. And I know there was a lot of applications, so I honestly didn't know, like, if are they gonna get my song? It's very pop and very like, just very out there still, for especially for like a small country. So I'm really grateful that, I was picked.
And did you get a lot of support already, even though the song is not out yet? Because I'm very deeply in the Eurovision fandom, and all I hear is July Jones, July Jones, July Jones when it comes to Slovenia.
It's so weird. I'm literally completely shocked. Like, I'm so grateful. I hope that I can also, that this message also comes forward. Like, I'm honestly so grateful to every single person. It means everything, and I read everything. Like, I read everything on Twitter, everything Instagram, TikTok. Like, I read it all. I see every comment. So I really hope that everybody knows I am really grateful. It means the world to me. The only thing that I really ask is when it comes to voting, that we vote this year, because I'm going against some pretty famous people. So I
Yes.
need the votes.
But I feel like Slovenia is not that much. It's not, if someone is famous, it's not a sure winner. Like, I think in 2022 it was when LPS won, and they were very new back then. So maybe it's not the biggest sign yet.
So with LPS, that year was a weird year for Slovenia. I think not many people voted. So, and not many people worked on voting. Like, for example, I applied, but I didn't even want to win because I wasn't ready for Eurovision. I just wanted like to perform. So I didn't bet on winning. I was there because I was excited to be there, but I didn't ask anybody to vote,
I see.
So it was a weird year. But like, if you go back to 2011, when Maya Kiltz, I don't know if you, it, yeah, when she was performing, that was a high no voting number. It was like 30,000 votes. So yes, but for the country, it's a lot. So I'm definitely nervous. I would definitely ask everybody, that is capable of voting to vote this year, because it would help me. That's my biggest fear right now, since the votes.
So in a way, it was a relief in 2022 when you didn't win, or
Oh yeah, but I knew I was not gonna win. Like, there were so many amazing artists. I knew I wasn't gonna win.
Yeah, but a lot of people in the fandom, again, I'm just talking from the fandom perspective, they wanted you to win and they were like, oh, we have to make July Jones win. And I'm like, it's so interesting to see that you wouldn't even have, wanted to go in that sense, or that you say it's cringe for you now that you're embarrassed about this performance now. So,
Yes, I mean, first, I'm more than cringe. I'm grateful for that, like it brought everything to me. It was the start of my project. And but yeah, no, it wasn't. Obviously, I would be grateful to win back then too, but I wasn't ready to. I think I wouldn't do well on Eurovision. I was so at the start of, my journey as an artist. I didn't really know what do I want to do, and I, also looking back, I look like a child. So yeah, but you know, beyond everything, I am so grateful, and it was a great, still amazing experience, you know.
Yes, and if you say you are in it to win it this year, I can imagine you have a whole vision already for the stage and for your performance and everything. Are you an overthinker in that sense? Because I know I would be if I was a singer. I would overthink everything.
Oh, yeah. I've had a few panic attacks to this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I've been getting ready for this for like a few months now. Just like, trying to figure out the stage. Then I was trying to figure out the song because I had a few other songs.
Yeah.
Then like envisioning the stage. Then like thinking, okay, do I want dancers? Do I want a band? Because on tour I perform with a band. So yeah, it was a long process, and right now we're in the we're trying to choreograph everything right now. So
you haven't rehearsed yet officially, or you're...
We have.
You have. Okay, yeah. I see.
So right now we're doing that, and then we're trying to build the stage. I'm trying to get some props on, which I'm trying to build as well. I love the... a random fact about me is like I love building stuff.
Really?
So yes.
So you're gonna like make the props yourself?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a part of making.
Wow.
Props, yeah. Yeah, I'm so weird, like, with those kind of things. I'm definitely love, like, like, my partner always laughs because I'm always, like, the one, like, building around the house and, like, yeah, it's just
That's
funny.
Cool. Did you build this in the background yourself, too? The statue?
The mirror.
The mirror?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
The statue was a gift from a friend of mine. Actually, he's like 60 years old. he like is this collector on Columbia Road. He has statues, and I've been obsessed with this statue of this man. I just think it's so cool. So he gifted it to me, which was really sweet. And then the mirror, I did. Yeah, I brought it from like a studio.
Wow.
And I put a graffiti on it, which I thought was cool. Nice. It says "high as a bitch." Don't put that in.
It's okay. We're explicit.
Okay, good.
We're marked as explicit for a long time already. That ship has sailed a while ago.
Okay, good. But yeah, it's as high as a bitch. Yeah, everything in my space actually I have built, like nothing crazy, but like, you know, shelves and like this chandelier there.
Oh yeah, I see it in the mirror. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, if this all goes badly, you know, maybe I become like a builder or something.
Creativity is very useful in many areas as a songwriter or performer or builder, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and did you follow Eurovision in the past?
Oh
and
my
in
God.
Recent years?
Yes. I mean, I've followed Eurovision since I was little, like I've been obsessed. Like, so I used to create, you know, when we used to have like CDs and like DVDs, I would usually like buy that with my best friend. We were like,
oh,
10.
Really?
Yeah. And then we would make, like performances to it. We would like make dances and then make our moms like watch it. So yeah, I'm obsessed with Eurovision, not healthy obsessed, I'm like unhealthy. And then the last few years, you know, I think since Måneskin kind of went on, things have changed. Obviously Eurovision's, you know, becoming more contemporary and like pushing, I think it's showing that more alternative artists can come on. And
yes,
I think it's really important because Eurovision is the only platform in Europe where artists can actually grow like an audience and show their art. And I think that what's it turning out to be is so important for European artists. You know, I feel like already we don't have enough representation, especially like from Eastern Europe. Me growing up, I have felt very discouraged even trying to be an artist. So for me, it's really important that I am that also for other people. And I want to show, you know, younger audiences, especially queer audiences that, you know, you can be whatever you want. But yeah, anyways, I've been watching Eurovision the past few years, and I've been obsessed. I mean, a lot of my friends have performed on it, and just been proud and obsessed at home.
Yeah. So now you might end up on that stage. You were reenacting the entries as a child, and now you might be there, and
yeah,
somebody
amazing.
Else might reenact you as some other child.
I know, it's surreal. Yeah. I was always dancing. I remember dancing to Ruslana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my go-to.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So it's a dream come true.
Yeah, it's a dream come true. Yeah. And hopefully, like, beyond that, you know, I can push my artistry and then actually release my project to people that will care about it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. I mean, I'm honestly manifesting every day that this is happening.
Yes.
So fingers crossed.
We wish you the best of luck, July, for that. We really hope you're going to make it this time. And now you have your last words. You can use them however you want, maybe to the Slovenian fans who can vote, or just to all the listeners of our podcast. What would you like to say to them?
If I could right now say anything, I would mainly say thank you to everybody that's, you know, supported me so far. I am so grateful, honestly. And, you know, all the Twitter and Instagram support and Facebook and every social media has been so amazing. So I just want to say thank you. And on 1st of February, if you are watching EMA and if you can vote, I would honestly appreciate your vote so much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, July. And once again, we keep our fingers crossed. Wish you the best of luck. And we will see each other in Basel.
Thank you so much to Sebi for doing that interview for us, and for July Jones for giving us her her precious time as she gets ready for the national final. In the meantime, you can get more info on the interview and get the episode notes on our website, www.buildingbridgespod.com. We're at Building Bridges Pod on Instagram and TikTok. That's just Instagram to any Americans listening. We'll be back again early next week for our first interview of the season from a country we haven't built any bridges to yet this year. So stay tuned, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you again real soon. Ciao, bao, nasvidenia.